What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. That's right, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are music licensing in the coolest form, financial literacy for your music, for musicians, or just business people all around, man. That's what it is, man. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to everywhere that we're charting. Shout out to my brother, Robert. You know, we happy to have y'all every week just dropping gems, gem after gem, plus some shorts actually throughout the week, man, just to kind of hold y'all over. So shout out to y'all. And as always, we're going to start off with the word of the day, all right? And the word of the day is pretty simple, straight to the point. And it goes like this. If you hang with five broke people, you're going to be the six. I'll say it again. If you hang with five broke people, you're bound to be the six. I love that word of the day, man. I've been preaching that and living that for years of my life. Your network is your net worth. Essentially, if you don't hang around the right people that are motivated, people that are driven, people that want better for themselves, how could they possibly want better for you? You know what I'm saying? I'll say that again, man. If they don't want better for themselves, how the hell can they possibly want better for you? Like, it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's not to say you feel that you're better than anyone in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, your trauma is not your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. All right. So that means no matter what people go through in life, we all go through changes. We all experience certain blockages, but you constantly got to elevate. You know, if you just constantly stay in that negative space, you constantly broke, you ain't never got no money. You know, you constantly down and out financially, mentally, emotionally. What are you doing to actually change that? What are you doing to actively change the fact that you're broke? What are you doing to actively change the fact that you have all these negative emotions and you can never feel good? Like, you gotta elevate, you know? And unfortunately, you know, I tell people all the time, a lot of times there's people out there, they don't need a friend, you know, they need a therapist. You know, that's just real talk, right? There's some people that'll bring you down with all their baggage. We call them travel agents, right? But they get no wins over here, right? It's like, you either wanna try to fix it, or we gotta just keep it pushing. You know, that's the name of the game. So like I said, network is net worth. You know, hang with five broke people, you bound to be the six. Keep it pushing. And that is the word of the day. But for today, well, we got two things that we're gonna touch on real quick. You know, today's topic is your network is your net worth. So really just kind of just buckling down and doubling down on the people that you surround yourself with. Like, that's very important. That's very critical at the end of the day. It's like, you know, I remember growing up and, you know, I always had like two sets of friends and I love them all dearly. But, you know, there were the go-getters and there were the hoop dreamers. Right. So the go-getters are people where they hustlers. Right. They get it. Like, I'm a hustler just by nature, like a businessman, entrepreneur, musician. I get it. Right. Investing, whether that be real estate, stocks, businesses, multiple businesses, like, that's just, I love it. Like, I'm like a serial investor. Like, I just love building businesses from the ground up and just watching them flourish. Like, that's just what I love to do, you know, just to kind of just put all my mental bricks in order, you know, and just build up strong teams and just execute. Like, I love that, right? You know, and I got a lot of friends that are like, and we do business together. And then, you know, some friends, not so much, you know, where they're great people, but they just, they're dreamers, right? So the theme of this podcast is to get everybody to realize the difference between the dreamers and the doers, right? Because those are two totally different people. And I think what you do is you got to take like mental inventory, right? Of the people around you, right? So it's pretty simple and pretty basic. It's not that hard to do because the dreamers and the doers, you'll see the fruits of their labor in their lives, right? Like, if you're a doer, you're going to have certain things in place, right? Doers have certain attributes. So that means that they're able to hold themselves accountable, but also hold the people around them accountable too. Right? That's a doer. Because the doer is like, you know what, at the end of the day, I don't have time for nonsense. Even like in the smallest aspects of your life, right? Sometimes things don't seem like a big deal, but they are, right? Matter of fact, I'll give y'all a perfect example of that, right? So, you know, I go to the barber, love getting my hair cut, right? You know, probably go on a weekly basis, but I alternate. So like one week I might get a fresh cut, Next week, I get a shape up, whatever it is. So, needless to say, because I'm going to give y'all an example of this. I like to give real life examples, right? So y'all can see why doers succeed over like the dreamers, right? So little aspects, right? So I got a lot of meetings, a lot of things going on. So for me personally, when I do things, right, it's very strategic. Like I need to compartmentalize my day because I have meetings, I have music that has to be done, I have obligations. There's a lot that goes on, so I have to compartmentalize certain things. So time is very important. I want you to follow me. Time is very important. That should be important for you too, because I'm going to tell you why. We only have but so much time in a day. So when people can't respect your time, that should be a problem. So we're going to circle back to the barber situation, right? So I had a barber. He was a good barber. You know, a lot of good barbers out there. He was pretty good. Pretty decent. So started going to this barber. But there's an app, right? If anybody knows Booksy, you got to go on the app to book the appointment, right? So this is what I would do. Book the appointment in advance. And I'm a punctual person because I got shit to do, right? I'm just keeping it a stat. So the expectation is, when you get somewhere, right, for an appointment, what is your expectation? That you will be seen, right? Now, we all know how it goes in barbershops, right? It's not how it goes. Sometimes you might have to wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, right? So be it, right? It is what it is. But anything outside of that is excessive, right? So this particular barber, I noticed I would book appointments, but every time you show up to get your hair cut, he's like, yo, peace, King. I'm sorry, King. I'm sorry, King. I'm running behind schedule, King. First time it happened, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time. And now I'm starting to get pissed the fuck off because it's like, you're showing me that you're not respecting my time. And if you don't respect my time, then you don't value my money. And if you don't value my time or my money, then I got to keep it pushing, right? So every time showing up to this barbershop, barbers running behind schedule, 30 minutes, 35 minutes, 45 minutes. Now, what does this do? This in turn fucks up my schedule and the shit that I have to do, right? Because I have to account for your lateness. Bad business. So what I have to do, I had to cut him the fuck off. You know, it's nothing personal. It's just business at the end of the day. And that's why I say with doers don't have a high, tolerance for bullshit. It's very low for us because we're moving and shaking. We don't got time for nonsense. It's either you can fall within the scope of what's acceptable to me, and if not, then you can get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. It's like, and I say that to say it might not seem like a big thing, but it is when you talk about valuing your time. Now, dreamers on the opposite side, you know, dreamers tend to have a lot of dreams, a lot of ambitions, but no way of executing those dreams. And they tend to accept a lot of bullshit too. Notice that dreamers like don't have standards. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, anything goes, anything's very lackadaisical. You know, dreamers tend to, you know, they keep beat their horse. You know, they talk about the same stuff all the time. You know, think about it like this. If you try to do business with one of your homeboys, but they're already showing you that they don't have the capability to do what you need them to do, leave them the fuck alone. You know, dreamers keep talking about the same thing year after year, month after month. Oh, well, I was trying to get so-and-so to do this for me, and they still ain't did it. So why the hell are you still trying to get so-and-so to do it if they already showed they can't do it? Like, your life is going in a constant cycle like this, and that's a dreamer, right? Because they feel that, oh, and they hope that things will change. It's not going to change. People only change when you do. I'll say that again. People only change when you do. And 9 times out of 10, you can't change nobody but yourself, right? So, and shout out to Ray Ray, because Ray Ray always says that. 9 times out of 10, right? You can't change anyone except for yourself. So, you know, the overall encompassing theme is, you know, be a doer. If you see that you got those traits, you're tolerant of nonsense, you're tolerant of people not following through, you're over accepting of people's excuses, be a doer. Don't be a dreamer. Excuses are for the useless. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, you need to be around people that are motivated, people that are getting to it, people that can come to you with ideas. You know, not people hitting up your phone asking to borrow money, but people calling your phone talking about how y'all can make money together. Come on, talk to me, somebody. What are we talking about, right? People calling your phone. How many people in your phone hit you up to talk about business ideas? How many people in your phone call you to talk about investing? How many people call you up just to see how you doing? How many people call you up to say, yo, let's build something together? Those are the type of people you need to be around, the doers. There's no room for the takers. There's no room for the dreamers, because their lives ain't going nowhere. You know, once you see those signs, you got to cut them off, man. That's a fact. So, you know, I say all that to say, your network is your net worth. You know, stay on point with that. You know, surround yourself with like-minded people, people you can build with, people you can't. Keep it moving. If everyone you reached out to it was a no, say thank you. Rejection is God's protection. You need to be in business with people that value your time and value your business. You understand? So that's where we at with it, man. You know, Sync Music Mondays, as always, man. Shout out to y'all, as always, man, for always tapping in with us. And until next time.